This is Catherine Solomon's last semester at UNC. Like thousands of other students, she moved back into her on-campus dorm on January 8th, lugging her belongings in an overpacked black suitcase through her dimly lit dorm hall.
To be honest, I was a little surprised that they didn't go fully remote for maybe even the first week or so.
She pushed around a heavy cardboard box containing shampoo, soap, and other personal care products, and settled herself into not just her room, but an all but normal semester. With the Omicron variant of COVID-19 rapidly spreading around the country, many colleges in North Carolina have delayed their semester start dates or moved classes online for the first 2 weeks. But UNC decided to proceed with its spring 2022 plans. And that means students like Solomon are living on campus and attending in-person classes. Solomon says she would feel safer starting the semester online.
With winter break, a lot of people were traveling, and so maybe even towards the end of winter break, they could have been exposed to something, and so there wasn't really that like isolation period.
Solomon worries the virus will spread quickly through dorms where people live with roommates, and in classrooms where students are sometimes crammed in side by side. She says taking remote classes isn't ideal, but would give her class the best chance of making it through the semester without getting sick.
So if I can make it to graduation healthy and safe, then I think that's worth it.
Solomon isn't the only student concerned about how the semester will play out. Eliana Alexander is the president of UNC's Residence Hall Association, which represents the 8,500 students who live in dorms.
We do not feel that the university has taken appropriate action to ensure that COVID-19 is not spreading throughout campus or throughout the Chapel Hill community.
One of her biggest concerns is that UNC no longer has quarantine and isolation dorms. The university created those dorms earlier last school year to give students a place to stay if they tested positive or were exposed to COVID. Alexander says without them, residential students are at greater risk.
If your roommate is exposed to COVID or has COVID, your options are to stay with them or to go home. You could get COVID, you could give your suitemates COVID, or you could go home and potentially give your family members COVID.
Student leaders and university leaders both agree that many people on campus will become infected in the coming weeks. In a meeting of the Faculty Executive Committee this month, UNC epidemiology professor Justin Lessler shared models that predicted an unprecedented number of COVID-19 cases on campus over the next several weeks.
And over the first 30 days, we expect about 13,000 to 22,000 infections to occur. But it's important to remember, infections are not cases. Many of these may be asymptomatic.
The numbers have alarmed many students and faculty members. The Residence Hall Association called the university's plan to bring students back to campus alarming and disheartening. But Provost Bob Blauen says the administration didn't use the models to guide the plan.
We didn't have access to the model data until certainly after, you know, most of the spring plans were made.
Still, Blauen stands behind the decision to return to in-person classes. At the meeting, he said returning to campus will serve UNC students beyond their physical health.
And we're trying to measure, you know, the relative risk-benefit for any decision that we make, including the impact that any decision might have on our students, including their mental health.
And those mental health issues are also top of mind on campus. UNC had a tough fall semester. After multiple student suicides, the university stopped classes for a day to help the community take a mental health break. Some students say they need an in-person campus experience for their mental well-being. Graduate student Chris Kammerer says in-person classes give him the incentive he needs to get through his day, which he struggled with since the pandemic began.
I think a big part of it for me is just the motivation of going somewhere, being gathered with other people. Otherwise, I'm just sitting around all day in my pajamas.
One thing UNC's plan has done is get students out of their pajamas and back into their dorms. Still, with the positivity rate of campus COVID tests now 13% just a week into the semester, many students are missing out on the in-person experience. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jada Williams.